The next coach in the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 0-3 in conference, 4-3 overall. Indiana plays at Michigan State on Saturday, a 3:30 contest to be televised by ABC. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can start with an opening statement, then we'll take a few questions.
Yeah, tough challenge with Michigan State. Great team, playing very, very well. Need to have a good week and continue to move forward and continue to improve the team this year.
All right, let's go to questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with ESPN.com.
Kevin, what area do you think Nate Sudfeld has improved most as a quarterback since he came to Indiana?
Again, a year ago his injury forced him in not playing to be to lead and lead only. So as a by the position, which we like that position, always have some leadership skills. He's a much stronger leader, has improved dramatically there, and it's not not necessarily by verbal, but his ability to hold his teammates to a high standard, his ability to work at a high standard. And I just think he's gotten better where he can process defenses and get the ball where he needs to. When you're playing a great team like Michigan State, you got to process fast because they do some great stuff with great players that come at you. So improved a lot as a leader, and he's improved a lot with his ability to process and make quick decisions.
Do you think he's making a case as one of the best quarterbacks in the league the way he's playing right now?
Well, I mean, to me, you do that week after week, and surrounding parts and players have a lot to do that. You know, we're playing this week a great player in Connor Cook, a proven winner. It's won phenomenal amount of games, but he also has such a great supporting cast and his ability to manage it. So it's our cast, our line, our run game, our receivers that kind of sometimes make the quarterback look better than they are. So I think all quarterbacks are a product of their surrounding players, and our surrounding players got to keep supporting Nate.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Graham Couch with the Lansing State Journal.
Hey, Kevin. Question for you. Michigan State is struggling in its kicking game a little, and one of the things is where it attempts field goals from. So there are a lot more going for it in fourth and eight in a certain range that you may not do that. Are there advantages to that? Not that you ever don't want to have a kicking game you can count on, but in terms of the pressure it puts on a defense, if you've got an able quarterback and good wideouts to know they've got to stop a team maybe twice on third and eight, and it makes for four down situations.
Well, I think there's a lot of games based on the opponent. Now, again, historically, Michigan State has played tremendous, great defense, and they've complemented that with very sound offenses that has evolved to being a very dynamic offense, but they've always had great kicking games. So they might have been a little bit off, but their coaches, their schemes, their players, they know what they're doing. You know, Mark's program has always solved problems, gotten better. So, you know, I know they're going to make improvement and will this week, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us in all three phases. But whether it be weather, when I say weather, the wind, the elements, just every game you've got to gauge the offense's ability to be in four down territory or not. And really what that does, it forces you as a defensive play caller or as an offensive play caller to change your thoughts on third and eight, because sometimes you know you're going to go for it on fourth down, so that changes some of the dynamics that's going on in the games. There's certain games where I think some coaches will say, we're not in a field goal oriented game, we're in a touchdown oriented game. And then sometimes maybe the performance of your specialist, the weather, all those things impact it. So to me, that's just a dynamic of football. I know offensively here, we're working every game. Are we in three down territory or four down territory? And I know that's what Mark and his offensive coaches are doing there as well.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Kevin, have you found the best way to overcome a tough loss? You know, is to be tough around your guys or really positive or a mix?
I think it's a mix because it's you know, I think every situation, every team, every game, every year's difference. There's been some times where you've been very, very frustrated and very, you know, maybe very, very hard. There's other times you I think you're very, very encouraging, and not that you worry about losing your team, whatever. It's just what's the body of work, what's the body language, where you're at. I think our team continues to have great energy, preparation. We've came up short a few times, but there's a lot of fight, and there's a good vibe within our team. So we came out the last game trying to move forward positively. We didn't manage the last 15, 20 minutes, and it was all phases, from turnovers and kicking a couple kicking errors to defense not making stops. But the bulk of that game and the bulk of the season, we've played a lot of good football, Teddy. So we've tried to move positively and turn the page, and a lot of football to play, and a great opponent to prepare for this week. And that's what we've turned our attention to immediately after the game.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kevin. It seemed like you guys had made some progress defensively. I just wondered how disappointing that was on Saturday to give up all those points at the end of the game.
Yeah, again, just a couple times, and whether it be this season or previous seasons, I thought the week before offensively we got stale, kind of took the air out, a couple kicking errors and a three-and-out or turnover, but our defense got a little bit stale. So we got to continue to find internal energy and passion and enthusiasm. We need to continue to have a standard that we accept, and the way we played the last 20 minutes wasn't acceptable by a lot of parties. And at the same time, it wasn't a negative or finger-pointing, but thought we've made some try, but disappointing, again, not to, as coaches and players, get our guys lined up, get our structure clean, and get our guys on their toes and playing downhill and making the tackles. We gave up 8 consecutive third downs once we had that lead, and we need to get a couple stops and win that football game. But like I said, also offense and kicking was a part of that. We all contributed to the downfall. We were all part of the upswing, and we're going to try to find real hard to get it back on the upswing against Michigan State this week.
And if I could, I want to ask you about Brandon Dowdy, the Western Kentucky quarterback you played earlier this year. Just as someone who knows a lot about quarterbacks, I wonder what you thought about him and the way he played.
Yeah, again, really good veteran, 6th year. Again, great supporting cast, like the question was earlier. I mean, he's throwing it to some I thought the one receiver that they had, and we're going to play some great group of receivers this week at Michigan State. But that one young man played with great speed and energy. Jeff Brom's a great quarterback guy, got a great package. So he's statistically going to be one of the better players in the game this year and going to put up some great numbers. And that was a nice win for us. And I think they've continued to move on. I think they're having a great year down there.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
And our next question comes from the line of Mike Miller with Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Kevin. When Tommy Mister transferred in August, Coach McCullough said he came to you pretty quickly and asked to move Mike Majette from slot to running back. Was that an easy sell for you?
Well, Mike had played multiple positions in high school, from Wildcat quarterback to tailback. Shooting, he was actually, we thought, a very good defensive back recruit. So very skilled kid. Again, he missed, a lot of that preseason time, so it's taken a little bit of time to get him up to speed. I think it's taken some time for us as coaches to have confidence in him, but it's nice to see him step up the other day, and we want to continue to build that and keep him moving forward. And he'll position himself to help us short-term, but also have a nice career for us, I believe.
One other thing, too, as far as Jordan today in practice, did you see anything more from him today? Were you able to see maybe some more cuts, or did you see him go maybe more full speed?
Yeah, I mean, looked a lot. I mean, it was the same practice we had, so a copy of the practice tape, I'll get it. I'll send it to Coach D'Antonio, too.
I'll take it.
All right, thanks.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.